I were on a personal journey.
Thank you. Good. Everybody was on a personal journey. Cool.
Well, we're going to try to enhance that personal journey with a few words from the Lord in John chapter 13. And I'm going to be using the Amplified because it hits a little harder. And how many of you know sometimes we need to be hit pretty hard because we're usually a little bit stubborn? A little bit. Not a lot. God deals with stubbornness in many, many ways, including having a donkey sometimes talk to you to wake you up. Amen? And verse 1. It says, now, before the Passover feast, where are we right now? Did you get the message? Now, before the Passover feast began, Jesus knew, in parentheses, was fully aware, that the time had come for him to leave this world and return to the Father. And as he had loved those who were his own in the world, he loved them to the last and to the highest degree. Now, I find that because he's preparing his statement, that this is a signal of God's love through Christ Jesus for the 12. So during supper, Satan, having already put the thoughts of betraying Jesus in the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, in case you made a mistake, okay? Notice it's having already put the thoughts. So things begin with thoughts. Who is the author of a lot of your thoughts? He says, here Satan is. Yeah. How about the thought, I don't feel like going anywhere tonight? Well, guess who's trying to talk to you? Okay? Jesus, knowing that the Father had put everything into his hands and that he had come from God and was now returning to God, got up from supper, took off his garments, and taking a towel, he fastened it around his waist. In the parentheses, it says servant's towel. So I don't know if they had distinguishing types of towels, but this particular towel was a servant's towel. Okay? Then he poured water into the wash basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the servant's towel with which he was girded. Meaning he's really down to his undergarments. He's taken off all these robes, okay? He's got this towel around him. He's literally half naked, if you wish. And he's prepared to be a servant. Now, when he came to Simon Peter, Peter said to him, Lord, are my feet to be washed by you? And is it for you to wash my feet? In other words, Peter's upset. Okay? Jesus said to him, you do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later on. Look at your neighbor, say, you don't understand now, but you'll understand later on. Came to Simon Peter. Peter said to him, Lord, are my feet to be washed by you? Is it for you to wash my feet? In other words, he's questioning him. That's the Gospel of John, dear. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Okay? Page 158. That's okay. You're in another realm. Just pull back and listen to it, and you can check it out later. Jesus said to him, you do not understand now what I am doing, but you will understand later on. Peter said to him, you shall never wash my feet. Guess who's got an attitude? All right? Jesus answered him, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. No share in companionship with me." Now that hurts. Mm-hmm. That's your master, your Lord, your King, your God, your Messiah, your deliverer, your healer. And he's saying, "Unless I wash your feet." So who's got to get over the attitude?
We do.
Unless. Okay? Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not only my feet, but my hands and my head too." Then Jesus said to him in verse 10, "Anyone who is bathed needs not to wash except his feet." Now, I remember the Holy Spirit getting through to me one time, saying to me, "You don't understand, Tim. It was not because their feet were dirty. It had nothing to do with that. It had a lot to do with their walk with God. And some of it was crummy." How many see yourself walking in the wrong places sometimes, with the wrong attitude? So this is what the Lord is trying to get through to him. This is a spiritual thing. It's not just a natural washing. Okay? Verse again, 10. Jesus said to him, "Anyone who is bathed needs not to wash except his feet, but is clean all over. And you, my disciples, are clean, but not all of you." Verse 11. "For he knew who was going to betray him. That was the reason he said, 'You are not all of you clean.'" In other words, there was one that his heart was wrong. And no matter if he had his foot washed, it didn't matter.
Or his whole body.
Got it. Verse 12, "So when he had finished washing their feet and had put on his garments and sat down again, he said to them, 'Do you understand what I have done for you?" Or to you. "You call me teacher. You call me master. You call me Lord. And you are right in doing so, for that is what I am." Verse 14 is very important. So if you haven't got a circle around 14, you should. "If then, I, your Lord and teacher and master, have washed your feet, you ought." It is your duty. You are under obligation. You owe it to wash one another's feet. Now that's heavy. Does your Bible say you've got to wash your friend's feet?
Yeah.
So it's not something that you can choose to do if you feel like it. It is something that is compulsive to the body of Christ because God wants this to be a part of who you are. With an attitude of whoever has dirty feet, whoever has somebody in their surroundings or whatever, watching them going in the wrong direction, you have a compassion inside of you to go help them wash their foot or feet. Okay? How are you going to do that? You might not be able to grab them by the hand and say, "Come on, you got to go to a foot washing service." No. But you can intercede for them. You can pray for them. It's the attitude of the heart. Because you know what it's like to fall and walk in the mud. Amen?
Amen.
How many have ever walked in some doo-doo? And you get in the car and you say, "Oh my God, whew, I did something." And you can't wait to get home to wash stuff. Uh-huh. Got it. Verse 15, "For I have given you this as an example, so that you should do it. So that you should do it in your turn. What I have done to you, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, a servant is no greater, not greater, than his master. And no one who is sent is superior to the one who sent him." Verse 17, "If you know these things, blessed and happy and to be envied are you. If you practice them, if you act accordingly, and really do them." I am not speaking of, and I do not mean all of you. I know whom I have chosen, but it is that the Scriptures may be fulfilled, etc. It goes on to verse 20, telling about, I assure you most solemnly, I tell you, he who receives and welcomes and takes into his heart any messenger of mine receives me. So, he's really saying, you know, when you are accepted by an individual, even if their feet are dirty, as you continue to be taking care of them, they will get cleaned up because of your example, and at some point, you might bring them next year. Who knows? Or 6 months from now. I don't know when God's going to tell us to do this again. I'm not the boss. He is. I listen to Him as best I can. Okay? And many, many times we kind of take this particular, in some churches they would call it a sacrament. They would say, you need to do this. Well, if it's compulsory or obligatory, it's because there's something that's going to happen inside of each of us as we go progressing with this thing. Okay? That's the whole process, you know, the whole process of washing feet. It is designed so that you and I can go higher with God. Any questions? No questions? Whoa. Did everybody understand it is something that needs to be done in order to complete a mission? To obey what the Word of God says to do, not to please me. Yes, dear?
Well, maybe I'm out of.
No, you're not out of. I asked if there was any questions. Is there a question?
No.
Is there a comment?
Perhaps.
Okay, then if it's a comment, I'll take comments.
From the discerning group, I will too.
Okay, good.
Then we will know.
Go.
What has been in my spirit is the spirit of unity in this body, and what, yeah, I have to be careful how I say it, but what I was seeing was washing of the, when Jesus washed the disciples' feet.
Yes.
It is when you humble yourself and are willing to lay down your life for your brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
And I saw everyone here washing everyone else's feet. Not just one person.
Okay.
And did you count how many people are here? And then we had to include you. I guess you're part of this. 12.
Isn't that cool? I don't want to put a law into this. I would like to keep it as free as you can and to let the Holy Spirit operate in each one of your hearts. And so what I saw is I would start off washing. I saw five, so I'd obey with five, okay?